ready for the meeting today, for Wednesday, January 15th. We'll do a roll call. Start, right?
Yep.
Yeah, start with.
Janelle, I'm having a hard time hearing you. Is there a way we can adjust the microphone somehow?
I'll speak up. I'll speak up.
Hey, Sherry.
Can you hear me now?
Do we have another one in the other room?
Yeah, okay.
We'll just grab one more.
You just keep that next to you.
Thanks, Derek.
Can you hear us now?
It's a little better, yeah.
Okay, I'll still try to speak up.
Good, thank you.
Okay, we're gonna do roll call. Janelle Goplin here, Newport Bayfront.
Aaron Brett from the Port of Newport.
Veronica Lundell, business owner in Night Beach.
Derek Tocco, staff.
Online?
Gary Ripka, fisherman.
Thoreau Smith, city center.
Lisa Eman, rent.
Robert Eman, city council.
Okay. We'll move to the approval of minutes. Has everyone had an opportunity to review? Oh wait, are we missing?
I did want to let everybody know, Araceli sent us a email today indicating that she had a change in some things in her life. She can't continue to participate on this committee, so she resigned.
Okay.
So.
Okay, and is Bob, no.
Bob, or Bill, excuse me, Brannigan, contacted us today, let us know that he couldn't make
it. Has everyone else had an opportunity to review the minutes from the last meeting?
Yes.
Do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
I move to approve the minutes as presented.
I second the motion. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Aye.
Okay, the minutes have been approved, and we move on to the first discussion item. Derek, I'll let you continue.
I'm going to actually kick this one right back to you. It's elect the chair and vice chair. It's something the committees need to do every first meeting of the
Perfect.
Calendar year.
Do we have anybody who would like to volunteer to be the chair or the vice chair? Whopping 100% no. I will volunteer.
We need somebody to do a motion.
I'll nominate Janelle Goplin as chair.
I second that.
There we go.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay.
Now we need a nomination for a vice chair.
I would like to nominate Aaron Brentz as vice chair.
I'll second that.
Wait, can he say no?
He's a gentleman here.
Yeah, that's fine.
All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay.
Got that
piece. Congrats.
Thanks.
And Derek.
Okay, so the remaining items on the agenda, this is not a lengthy agenda, but we have just a quick update on the Bayfront Parking Management Program, which we do each meeting. And status of parking enforcement officer recruitment. And then I think we'll spend probably most of the time in our continued discussion on what we want to take two folks in Night Beach in terms of a proposal for parking management in Night Beach. So I'll start with the first item, Bayfront Parking Management Program. I included in the memo, which I trust you had a chance to take a look at, you know, where we are currently in terms of revenue across all platforms. Largely, we want to make sure that we're on target to be able to make sure the program is self-sufficient. We had had an issue with some vandalism on the pay-to-park signs down there, and I had mentioned that we had ordered some aluminum signs to replace those. A little sturdier than the Dibon signs we used with the original implementation. Those signs are in, and Public Works has picked those up, and they will install those where we are missing signs. And they have a few extras should we have additional issues down there.
Did they increase in size?
No, they're the same size. We don't really have a size option with that company, but we did have a material difference. Aluminum's going to look a little better.
Okay.
We really haven't had issues. We tested them all, made sure the QR codes were working. And those QR codes will work in a distance. I mean, you can have them up there or stand quite a ways away and still make them work.
I forgot to ask this a couple of meetings ago, but can our security officer once a month make sure that there's no sticker on top of the QR codes leading to a different QR code that is not the real one? Because that is a new...
The parking enforcement officer?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll make a note of that.
That's
once we have somebody on board.
New problem that's happening in
people
cities.
People are putting... Yeah. Watch for...
Well, I have a question.
QR code scamming.
Gary?
I have a question. How much problem with vandalism are we having with our...
Yeah.
We haven't had any issues with any of the pay stations, just some of the QR code pay to park signs were tore down. That's the only vandalism I'm aware of. And it was probably half a dozen.
How much does that happen?
Huh?
How much vandalism have we had for that? I mean, is it just like one or two, or has it been several?
It's about a half a dozen signs up to this point.
Okay.
And they were the Dibon signs, so they could tear them off of how they were secured. They won't be able to do that with the aluminum signs. They're sturdier.
Oh.
So we should be in a better place there.
Got it.
We had as you know, we've had off and on issues with that one pay station at Fall Street. They swapped out the modem. That seems to have resolved that issue, which is a good thing. So that station is now working properly. There was just an issue with that particular modem not accepting regular software updates, which then led to card failures with folks because if their card was...
What about the Bay Haven? Because I missed a meeting or two sets of crabs. What about the Bay Haven machine, the one right there we were having problems with? Did we get that resolved?
Yeah, all the other ones are resolved at this point.
Okay.
The one we had, the one you're talking about, that...
I think that's the one that had
the
modem problem.
Yeah, that's the one we were talking about, Gary. Is the Fall Street one, right?
The one right in front of the Bay Haven?
Yeah, right down the bottom there at the intersection.
Right, okay.
Everything has gone reasonably smoothly with respect to the, that transition to the off season on the monthly. Everything seems to be working there. So we're kind of just in a holding pattern right now on the Bayfront stuff. I will be bringing forward, we'll need to have some conversations about what we want to tackle for the upcoming fiscal year down there. Because we do have some revenue now to tackle some things, not modest things, given our resources. So one of the things that we have talked about is doing some sidewalk work down there in areas such as, the one lot right in front of that the port leases, down by Port Dock 1, where we've got a very long extended approach that's poorly defined. So it's not very clear how vehicles are to come in and out. And you had that striping that tried to define it in the past, but it's kind of worn away and doesn't really work.
That's the one next to Shuey's, right? Next to Shuey Marine.
Was it Shuey? Which one I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's the Port Dock 3 lot, right?
Is it Dock 3? Okay.
Yeah, where the sidewalk just kind of blends in with everything.
Correct.
And people park on the sidewalk and they,
right.
That's the one.
Tackle that one, and then there's a few others down there where we have basically abandoned driveway approaches that need to be taken out. They're, people don't expect them where you have an abandoned driveway approach. It's just really not the safest condition. So,
when you do those new signs, it's not really on the agenda, but are you also replacing and doing those loading zone signs, the new loading zone?
Those should largely be up. If we're missing...
Is it already?
Yeah.
I didn't know if they already did the one for the in front of the for Mo's, not for Mo's, but that one, remember?
Oh, you're talking about the
loading zone.
The short-term one.
Loading zone, yeah.
Yeah, because we had had an issue with, we didn't have enough of the longer-term ones that were ordered, so we ended up getting some additional ones. Those have all been taken care of.
Oh, okay.
I don't believe that one has. We put a traffic order in for that,
okay.
And then it has to work its way through Public
okay.
Works, and
okay.
We're ready to do it. Same goes for the one that we did for Rope.
Okay.
Jim Klein dropped by my office just the other day asking about that. So
okay.
I'll tell him all I can do is
yeah,
check with
wait. Yeah.
See where it's at in the queue. But those will get taken care of. Anything else on Bayfront at this point?
I had a question with reducing the amount to the 15 a month. Did you see an increase or a decrease in people getting permits?
It's hard to say, Gary. We are still seeing people pick up permits at the $15. We'll have to just kind of monitor that over the full off season to really get a handle on that. We need a little more time. It's only been a couple of months, and it does fluctuate somewhat. We did have a spike of those picked up here. I suspect it had to do with the crabbing, where we had a spike of those get picked up in December. But I'm not sure how's that going to play in January, February, March. I'm not sure yet. We'll just have to watch it. I mean, obviously, we're only running the meters on the weekends with the reduced permit fees. I mean, we're looking, you know, just remember we had talked about, we had 110,000 transactions between May and October on the Bayfront. We've had a little over 5,000 transactions between November and December. So it tails down quite a bit because, really, it's not operating as frequently, and we don't have the same kind of seasonal congestion. So we'll just kind of see how it goes. I think we're more or less on track for sustainability. We will probably want to have a conversation about, I need to tally up the full cost of some of the fees that we, as a matter of policy, chose to eat. We haven't had a chance to report those to you. I'm working with finance on that. That'll be for an upcoming meeting. So we may want to adjust the rate from, say, like $1 an hour to maybe $1.25 an hour to adjust. Account for those costs. But that's a conversation to have at a future point. Anything else on that?
Any word on parking enforcement?
Yeah, that's the next topic on the agenda. So we had 13 now, I think it's 12 at this point, that have been screened through the phone interview process. I don't know how many have been recommended for final round interviews, but with at least a dozen candidates on the phone interviews, I would assume that we're gonna have, you know, somewhere between 4 and 6 finalists for in-person interviews. So that's a pretty good candidate pool.
That's great.
So that recruitment is moving forward.
So right now we don't have an enforcement person?
Correct, that position is vacant, being recruited. So
okay.
Donald is still assisting, Donald Valentine. He's moved over, he's now a police officer, and he's gone through that kind of requisite training program. And as he's available, I mean, he's taking care of, between him and the police chief, they're taking care of issues that come up on the pay stations, swapping out the coin cabinets, that kind of thing.
But the interviews, the 14th and 15th, do they anticipate having somebody by February 1st?
That would be difficult.
Okay.
We just had these phone interviews.
By Seafood and Wine?
Yeah, I would expect by then, probably towards the end of February, that makes sense.
Okay.
I would guess that we're probably looking at final interviews around the end of this month. Then you got to negotiate with somebody to get them on board, and they may need to provide notice to somebody. So that's
okay. That's
why I'd say probably the mid to late February is probably more realistic.
So you don't think we'll have somebody for Seafood and Wine?
No, I think we'll have them just in advance of that if things go well.
drive. That's pretty important to have one by Seafood and Wine.
Yes. Yeah, and as we discussed, that program is going to be running down there. You know, maybe in the future we can start working with coupon promotions. As we discussed at the last meeting, in March, we expect an update on the text-to-park that will allow coupon code use on that side of things. And we really need it in both for it to work well. Outside of that, I would share with you, I had a nice interview earlier this week with a student at the high school who was doing a project on Bayfront parking, wanted to understand full context, and you know, those kind of things come up from time to time, so.
Nice.
I also was at Leadership Lincoln, had that question come up, had a chance to explain to folks going through Leadership Lincoln all the work that went into parking and steps that have been taken by the city, advisory committees that have been engaged over the years, parking study, all of that to get to the point where we chose to implement the program we did on the Bayfront and are having the conversations we're now having with respect to Nye Beach. So.
Great. They did reach out to me too, and I was like, here's the link to the meetings. Watch them.
that's fair too.
So I'm glad that you talked to him.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a lot of time. Sorry.
So I'm just going to move into the last item that we're swept. So this is a continued discussion on implementing parking management in Nye Beach. I've had a couple meetings where we've talked about this as we've pivoted from the Bayfront implementation to the Nye Beach conversation. And at the last meeting, you provided quite a bit of feedback, and I've incorporated that into the concept. I'm going to go ahead and bring a copy of the concept up so that it's on the screen. And I updated the FAQ based on your feedback, and then I attached some of the other materials like that we talked and reviewed at the last meeting. Some of the other maps I put together are attached just for reference. Sorry, I'm trying to get this to share. On Zoom, work with me. How'd she pop up? So I trust you all online can see this, and you have a copy of it. So what we had discussed was defining the parking management boundary, which is in orange, basically covering all of the areas that are currently restricted or posted for a three-hour limit between 9 and 6 p.m., 7 days a week. And so that's the orange boundary there. It picks up the on-street areas, the spaces there, that's just an inventory of number of parking spaces on-street. The pink lines reflect those segments of the street that are signed with three-hour limitation. And then there are a couple of parking lots that get roped into this as well. You've got the Nye Beach turnaround with 48 spaces and the Visual Arts Center parking lot at 23 spaces. So the only location within this area we talked about actually metering is the turnaround. We talked about putting a couple of pay stations in the turnaround, and that is currently a 16-hour limited lot. That would shift to an 8-hour max, $1.25 an hour is what we talked about. All other areas would be, the VAC lot would get pulled into this, and then the time-limited streets. Those would stay at a three-hour limit at the existing posted duration, 9 to 6 p.m., unless somebody has an e-permit. And then we worked through the e-permits, and you wanted to have a very affordable one for those that live inside or are immediate or have a residence immediately adjacent to these time-limited street segments and lots. And so we went to $35 annual permits, what we're proposing. It would allow a longer stay than what would be offered e-permit-wise to people that are working in iBeach. So it would offer a 72-hour maximum stay, which is what the current city limit is for parking on streets. So that wouldn't change. The key here is that on the residential permits, there would be one permit that would be made available per license holder in the household. And so... So if you had two people who had driver's licenses, they could, you know, they could get two permits, one for each of the first two vehicles. If they've got three or four vehicles, they'd have to figure out another way to approach that with that. You know, my sense is we don't have a lot of people with three and four vehicles in the iBeach area because that's not a development pattern that's really conducive to that. So. For commercial, we talked about $35 a month or $300 annually. And for the business owners, while it's not on the sheet, the business license surcharge that they have been paying annually for a number of years would go away with this. Lodging day permits would be made available at $10 per day, and those lodging permits would be available to the handful of hotels that are in the area, and short-term rentals would be able to purchase those too.
So, Derek, on that lodging day permit, am I reading that correctly? That you're only allowing them to park there for 16 hours?
For a lodging day permit? Yeah, that's the same. Yeah, that's the same limitation we have on the, I think the day permits we had on the Bayfront.
So somebody drives all the way over to Newport, rents a hotel room, parks out on the street, and they have to move their car for 8 hours. They can't stay in their honeymoon suite and honeymoon.
But I don't know that it's going to be an issue, Doretta, because of the time restrictions aren't all 24 hours. I mean, remember, these permits are only relevant to the extent that you're parking, you know, between 9 and 6 p.m. Outside of that, it's not a time-restricted period of time anyway. We're not going to have code enforcement going through. That's the conversation we've had on the Bayfront quite a bit, is code enforcement's only going to be rolling through. And they actually did roll through Night Beach this summer. In fact, we've had, you know, a few business owners say, hey, we'd like to be able to purchase permits because they had been parking in excess of a three-hour time limit and got caught. And initial warnings, but then tickets followed after the initial warning period.
I have a question, Derek.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like it's a stupid question because I'm behind on this. How many spaces are we talking about here that we're going to actually have metered parking?
Just the turnaround.
So that's 48 spaces. That's the only one where the meter is. Meters would be, okay? When you're talking about meter and time limited or everything within that orange boundary on the map, you're just shy of 200 parking spaces within this orange boundary.
Everything in the orange boundary is just short of 200?
Yeah, just under 200.
Okay.
Yeah, you have 122 on the street and 71 in the lots.
I apologize, Derek. As you know, I had to miss the last meeting. What is the reasoning from the city council to meter those 48 spaces on the turnaround and nothing else?
Well, there's
why those 48?
Yeah, that's a couple things come into play here. One, we need to shift away from the 16-hour on the turnaround. Once we had active enforcement on the three-hour limits, we started to see employees parking in the turnaround because they could park there all day and work down there. And the turnaround is not intended for employee parking purposes. We have a lot of demand down there for... you know, for access to the beach and things of that nature. The other is, you know, coming up with a program that is somewhat sustainable for Nye Beach. One of the things we shared at the last meeting and it's in your packet is, you know, we have maintenance needs here too. And not just on the bayfront. You know, in the bayfront, when we did our implementation, you know, we surfaced three parking lots, the three easiest lots that we could do, and that was $250,000. We now know we have to go in the vac here at some point once, you know, and do some work on the vac lot because it's not ADA compliant. We got the cost estimates on that. That came in just under $100,000 just for that work. So thinking here is that the turnaround would be the most reasonable place to do some metering where you would generate enough of a revenue stream to help deal with some of the maintenance needs. Because the e-permitting, as you know, when you look at the bayfront, the e-permitting is a small portion of the revenue compared to the meter revenue. And the other thing that is a factor here is we don't have a lot of funds right now to purchase a bunch of pay stations, Doretta. For the bayfront implementation, we used the bulk of what we had as parking resources and had to do an interfund loan to make that happen. The thought here is that we start on the turnaround, and if it's appropriate down the road to expand metering in Nye Beach, we could do that in a future point in time when we have more revenue. Yeah, I mean, you could make a case that there are sections that the areas in pink could warrant pay stations and well, but if you look at that, and we talked about it briefly at the last meeting, if you tried to put pay stations through that whole area, you're looking at about what we did on the bayfront, but which was 10 pay stations to make it happen, and that's a pretty substantial expenditure there, a little over $10,000 a piece just for the pay stations, let alone your ongoing service agreements and things of that nature.
Yeah. And no, I wasn't implying.
It's not out of the norm of what is being done up and down on day use sites. You probably noticed that where state parks has day use facilities, they're increasing their fees in effective 2025 to $10 a day. It's, you know, it's, these are, you know, the turnaround is a good example of a high use area where, you know, we will need to start, you know, setting aside funds for future work. I know we resurfaced it a few years ago, but, you know, it would, at that time, we shouldn't have been, you know, it took a ridiculous amount of time to get to a point where we could resurface it. As you might recall, I mean.
No, I wasn't asking from the standpoint I'm advocating pay, because as you know, I didn't going to be any pay at Nye Beach. This was a big surprise to me. So my question was just why those 48 spaces are kind of being picked on, so to speak. But I didn't realize we were having an issue with employees abusing the parking lot.
I don't want to say they were abusing it. They were complying with what the posted rules are now. It's just that's really not what that lot is for. And then again, everything within the orange boundary, per the parking study, we're having utilization rates that are basically equivalent to what's happening down on the bayfront. And so that's why the existing 3-hour time-limited area is the focus of the boundary here.
Thanks for the explanation.
Real quick, Derek, is just on the maintenance front, who owns that retaining wall that's on the north side of the turnaround? Is that the city's to maintain, or is that private property?
That may very well be ours. That goes back a long time.
Okay.
I had to pull the documents on that, and it goes, I want to say it was back in the 40s.
Okay.
When it was originally constructed.
I was just
asking. And some of the details, as you might imagine, when you get that far back in city records, get a little vague.
Yeah. I was just asking because every time I go down, that's what I think about is who.
I don't know.
That'll be an expensive project.
Right. It has come up that it will need some work at some point. Not only that, but also, you know, the turnaround seawall itself.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, so.
Does there look to be any problems right now with that wall?
But I don't know.
Nothing that I'm aware of that would require immediate work.
Okay.
The ADA stuff gives us a little more heartburn, but we don't have any funding to do that work.
Mm-hmm.
And that was brought to our attention by the Oregon Coast Council of the Arts, who operate there and have had complaints from folks with mobility issues not being able to navigate into the in and out of the facility.
The tide comes up pretty high and washes it away. Yeah.
So. So I guess my question to the group is, does this look complete enough at this point for us to work with the Nine Neighbors to get on their agenda to have a conversation with them as our initial step towards moving this towards implementation?
I think so. You got to start somewhere. We got to figure out what their priorities are as far as parking goes down. That's my main question, is what are their priorities and what would they like to see? You got to start, with something. So
how will people be contacted?
Well, I think
Derek, do we have to do a kind of a parking study like we did on the Bayfront, or
Night Beach was part of that, Gary? We had Night Beach was picked up as part of that. So
okay.
We're relying on the same study, because this is the portion of Night Beach that study recommended demand management for, which is much smaller than the Bayfront, obviously. But Veronica, to your question, yes, we will be sending notice out to everybody, but we wanted to first start with Nine Neighbors. And then we'll have a follow-up.
Well, that's great. It's just, it's like a whole lot of stray cats down there.
Mm-hmm. So we're taking it in steps.
Mm-hmm.
And the thought was, if it's still workable, Robert, if we could get on the February agenda with Nine Neighbors, we'd be ready to have that conversation.
That's the annual meeting, so I'm not sure how much is available on the agenda.
Well, if you could let us know what an appropriate time would be, that would be helpful. If that date, what alternative?
Would it be too late to wait till the following month, or would it be pushing it out too much? Because in February, we're electing officers.
Yeah.
We have a meeting tomorrow evening. I'm not
yeah,
suggesting.
Yeah, we were.
I'm just suggesting we could discuss it,
mm-hmm.
and try to come to a decision about what might be best with those of us.
I mean, so two people online, and you are all going to be there tomorrow?
I do not know where Robert and Lisa are.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't make a meeting tomorrow. I wasn't anticipating it. I wanted to make sure to have
closure with you guys. Well, it can't be tomorrow's meeting.
Yeah.
And they have family.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what meeting are you talking about, Monica?
It's regarding our officers. Election.
Oh, we were talking about the meeting tomorrow for the Nye Beach community.
It's the Nye Neighborhood Association meeting for board members.
Wow, I did not.
Robert and I were not aware there was any meeting tomorrow.
Well, then maybe I'm wrong, but I was pretty sure we have a meeting tomorrow. Okay.
I mean, we just did one for January. What was it, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
So last week.
It was last week. It's on the 7th. Okay.
Right.
Well, let's find out after we're done here.
Are these materials public?
Yes. Anything we present to a committee, like the Parking Advisory Committee, that's all public. These are all public documents.
So
I mean, I would note their draft,
Derek wouldn't be there to represent the city, but
yeah, I think it'd be good for us to talk about. But this is time for electing officers and
stuff
like that.
It's all timing. If we're to implement this upcoming summer, we really need to move forward promptly. Holding off to have initial conversation in March could be a bit of a challenge.
Wonder
if we could do a special meeting on this, or if would that be potentially doable, Robert, with the Nine Neighbors?
I would think so. I'm on the board too.
I don't see why not.
Maybe a second meeting in February. Whatever works for you guys, if you could just let me know.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that. We'll do that.
And then coming out of that, we'd schedule that we'd do one that's noticed to everybody within the affected area to pick up the broader group of folks that would be impacted.
Thank you.
That's all I had at this point. We didn't have an extensive.
I don't think we've ever had a 35-minute meeting.
No, we did some heavy lifting. we did some heavy lifting this last year.
I thought it was going to be 2 hours.
We also put together, I think, a very straightforward recommendation for an IB. This is far less complicated as compared to the Bayfront, which has, you know, various parking zones and whatnot.
Well, and you worked through lots of how-tos last time.
Right.
So it's much more straightforward.
Plus, we have the full e-permitting things up and running.
Right.
You know, it takes just a few minutes to create a new permit type, so it's not really hard for us to do that kind
of
stuff.
Night Beach does not have the same concerns that the Bayfront does. We don't have the fish processing, the big restaurants and all that. A lot of my customers are elderly. In fact, I had quite elderly that I've known for many years. They're like using canes and so forth. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I have concerns about some of them. And then the young ones that come. And I had a lady come in last week who's an artist, elderly artist, lives in Corvallis, works there. And it's difficult for her to move her vehicle like every 3 hours. And so they have different issues. I said, so if we had parking permits here, would you come? And she said, no.
Well, keep in mind that if somebody's coming as a guest and they're going to be staying and, you know, and they're going to go to businesses or whatever, and they can adhere to the existing 3-hour limit, they're not parking in the turnaround,
yeah,
they're fine.
Yeah.
It's the same as what it is now.
Yeah, I think it would be great.
So that's you know, so.
And it's a small neighborhood. It's not like there's a lot to see. And, you know, there are a lot that you're going to miss in 3 hours, unless you're going to see shows at the Visual Arts Center or something.
So what this will really help is, and then we shared it with the group, and it's in the packet, there are a number of residents that live in this area that had been taking advantage of a free parking permit to exempt them from the 3-hour limit. They'll shift to a $35 a year, which we think is pretty reasonably priced for living in
an
area.
Well, I've noticed because they'll park right in front of our businesses for the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried to explain that it's our livelihood, and could they just park?
And we have some business owners and employees down there that very much would like to be able to get permits because we started enforcing the 3-hour limit again. And you know, this will give them a permit option for those that want to do it. Those that don't want to pay for it, there are ops. I mean, this is not a huge boundary, the orange boundary. They can park in some of these other side streets and avoid paying. And frankly, the turnaround is the one that's going to really likely generate the most in the way of funding. You know, I don't think most folks who go down there are going to squawk at that.
A lot of people go down there just to have their lunch or look at the ocean.
A lot of people go
bit.
Down to let their dogs play on the beach for an hour or whatever. But that was part. I mean,
I can admit I'm bummed about the metered parking and the turnaround because I take 20 minutes, I go down, I eat a sandwich while I'm watching the ocean, and then I go back to work. And so it's like, oh. So I get it. Derek, point of order, could you ask the guest to introduce herself? For those of us online, we couldn't catch her name.
Which on me? I'm Veronica Lundell. I have a business on Night Beach.
Veronica.
Okay.
Yeah, she's got that wonderful store in Night Beach. And then I always
there's a bunch of wonderful stores.
Pardon?
Which store, she said.
There's a whole bunch of wonderful stores in Night Beach. Which one?
I have Jovi.
Jovi.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Oh, that one. Thank you, too.
Well, if there's nothing else on the agenda, I think that's... that's our meeting.
Just one quick thing. So, Derek, the council will want to see the estimated revenue from the turnaround versus how much the business owners are paying right now under the current scheme. I'm pretty sure we're going to want to see those numbers.
All right. We'll have to come up with some figures for that. I don't have those yet. We'll come up with an estimate. We weren't too far off with respect to Bayfront, but it does take a little bit to come up with what that.
Did you get that? Oh
yeah, we'll put together some numbers, Robert. We don't have them yet, but we'll put together
I know.
Some estimates.
Sorry. I had my headphones off because I was listening to the other computer, and she turned it off because of the feedback, so I didn't hear what you said.
He'll get you the numbers.
And remember, they're guesstimates. You know, well, the first year is going to give us a good sense of what, you know, we're close or not.
Okay. Right. No, I understand their guesstimates. We'll just want to see them. But that's all. Thank you.
We've been pretty close on the Bayfront stuff.
Yeah, we weren't too far off. We're going to probably fall a little bit short of what we thought we were going to hit, but not egregiously short.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody's down on the Bayfront this last year. The overall revenue for all businesses and stuff was kind of below what, you know, what it's normally been.
Yeah.
Was low? Did you say
probably contributed to that?
Yeah, it should be in real estate. All the numbers are down.
Everybody, enjoy your night.
Right.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
I like them when they're this short, Derek.
All right.